Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a Locker Room production.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just you.
We online.
People are popping in the room. This is real. We're really a podcast on Locker Room, having a conversation. Not yet about football.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about football quite yet, but it is all happening. This is Sorry We Love Football. Thank you, Julia, and the 20 people who are also with you for listening. Thank you. Yeah, this is a show where we will discuss how much we love football, despite there being 7 better sports on right now. With me, as always, my 2 favorite Daniels, Dan Hartigan. Can you hear me, Dan? Dan's somewhere. Also, my ace in the place, Danny Solomon. Danny Solomon, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I think you can hear me. And this is the fucking, this is Locker Room. This is how we're going to do it for a calendar year.
Whoo, this is how we do it where I'm from. Talking on the phone until I see the sun.
Can I just point out, Jamel, I don't know when this happened. I don't know how you did it, but you have 8 gems on this app. That is amazing to me.
Come on, dude. If anything looks like a game, I'm playing it to win.
How are you earning these gems? What do you got to do?
Dog, I fucking come through, dog. Oh, wait, it's Dan. Hey, everybody, listen, it's Dan.
Hey, what's up? I have 2 gems, and Danny only has 1.
Guys, give me the gems. I don't know how you do it. I want gems. I don't think I'm earning them right now, but we'll talk football. I'll have hot takes, and I want gems.
Drop a jewel on us right now. Sam Darnold, give us your Darnold gem right here, and I'll give you 3 of my gems.
I think Sam Darnold is, I mean, as far as reclamation projects, you could do a lot worse than Sam Darnold. I know he's like plan Z for the fucking Carolina Panthers, who wanted Russ and wanted Deshaun Watson. Both those guys are indisposed. Probably can't happen for very different reasons. But sure. Hey, Sam Darnold, why not? You guys brought Alex Smith out of a coma.
Yeah, I obviously, and so you look at that. Now you got 2 gems.
Oh, I got 2 gems from that.
See, I told you made a good point.
Oh fuck yeah!
The app knows when you're on when you're in the zone.
I'm feeling it.
If I'm a Panthers fan, I'm furious. We're giving up draft capital for Sam Darnold. We know this dude doesn't work. This isn't going to work. This is the best case Sam Darnold season is like 7-9. Wait, what are you
doing?
Yeah,
but the best case Teddy season was 7.
How are you a Panthers fan getting excited to put your fucking blue jersey on every Sunday and go root for Sam Darnold? I'd be furious.
Come on, man. I mean, obviously I feel bad for Theodore. You know I'm pro Theodore in all of my endeavors.
All right, Sam Darnold like that much better than Theodore?
What do you have to do? What do you have to do to be the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers? You just have to dump it off to run CMC. That's all it is. That's all the job is. Sam Darnold can do that, and he might add a little something. You don't know.
Okay. Well, in the spirit of Easter, I'll invite the congregation to speak on the matter. If anybody has any thoughts on Sam Darnold, speak now or forever hold them. Go ahead and hit that speaker request. Okay. Got Maxwell coming in hot.
What's up, Maxwell?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's crackling?
What's going on? Welcome to Locker Room. I love the icon. I frankly haven't heard of Sports Drink before, but I'm happy to get to know you guys on the app. Thanks for having me up.
Oh no, for sure, dude. We love electrolytes and engagement.
That's good. I love some electrolytes and engagement too.
Are you a Jets fan? Panthers fan?
I'm a Panthers fan.
Whoa!
Oh yeah, we got to hear this.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about the move. I think that the Panthers, and I've kind of been saying this for a while, the Panthers were in a very, very tough spot. Especially sans the Watson news, especially sans for the 49ers moving up, right? So I feel like the Panthers didn't have many options available, and this truthfully is a low risk, high reward option if it works out, right? Like if Sam Darnold is good, or you know, even if he's slightly better than Teddy Bridgewater, then you didn't give up much for him, and he's a guy that, excuse me, I believe his play style leans better towards kind of winning games, especially, you know, close games, especially when you need your quarterback to do a little bit more than, you know, throw checkdowns, which is what Teddy's, you know, great at doing. But when you need a guy that can do a little bit more than that, I think, Sam really gives you the opportunity to do that. And that's what the Panthers need. Now, the Panthers aren't necessarily in like a win now mode, but, you know, you don't really have time. If you look at their roster, you look at, especially on offense, like, you know, some of the veterans we have on offense, you know, you don't really have time to wait for, you know, Trey Lance to develop for a year or for Justin Fields to, you know, be good or not. You kind of need to have a guy that, you know, you have some confidence in to win the job and be your quarterback. And Sam Darnold's fairly young as well. So all that to say, I think that, like, what you got – what you had to give up for him wasn't that bad. And you know, if it works out, it's a steal, to be quite honest. And you know, I'm excited for it. I was not a fan of Teddy Bridgewater for the good part of the season last year. It just didn't show me a lot. So now the Panthers can move forward with this. And again, it didn't cost you an arm and a leg. You didn't have to try to move up to take a risk with the rookie. You didn't have to play Teddy for another year. So, and we get to see what Sam looks like with better coaching, better weapons. And, you know, for me, it was a good move.
It's a number three overall pick. Just a reminder to everybody, Sam Darnold, number three overall pick just a few seasons ago. You're getting him for a bunch of trash picks. Maybe a two next year is a lot, but everything else is a bunch of, let's hope, cross our fingers, kind of garbage.
And plus, he already had mono.
How about twice? How about the nuanced, practical take from Maxwell? I mean, dude, you spelled that thing. I'm sitting over here saying how terrible this trade is. Now I'm listening to you, and I'm like, all right, I kind of can see it. I can see it. The dude's 23 years old. The negative side for me is that the team that drafted him was willing to move on that quickly. Otherwise, you know, go out and see what he has left.
I think it's unfortunate, honestly. I kept asking Jets fans, like, what does Zach Wilson really change for you, right? But then, at the same time, like, I think it's very, very difficult to bring in a new head coach and, you know, to be at the number two spot in the draft, which is not common. I think with the quarterback talent available to you, I feel like it's very hard to ask them to not take a quarterback there and, you know, go with what you have. So, yeah, I mean, it really does, you know, say a lot, but at the same time, I feel like they might just feel like it's too good to pass up, and maybe they want their own, they want their own commodity, there. So I don't read into it.
proven commodity like Sam Darnold.
It does seem like Sam Darnold, like Ethan said in the chat, is a Jason Tatum candidate for being traded around and eternally 21 years old or extremely young.
That's Andrew Stevens, for those wondering, the young capo, the Don.
We salute. Salute.
There's no camera, but I'm saluting you over here.
That's love. We know you got a beret on, too. Okay, Sam Darnold. Sure.
Now that's the kind of take that earns gems. That's a gem take.
That's an 8 gem take, bro. Two words.
This guy's bag up.
He had a long touchdown run on a Thursday night game last season that really impressed me. And I was like, I didn't know this dude was anywhere close to capable of making a play like that.
He can sling it, man. God damn it.
Yeah, he's very I mean, he's no Daniel Jones, but I mean, the guy can move.
We don't say that name on this show.
Future NFC East champ Daniel Jones. He will win the NFC next season.
I'm picking the Giants every year until I am off the planet, just because I can't know happiness. You guys know me.
How many NFC quarterbacks would you take over Sam Darnold?
NFC East or NFC in
NFC East. Yeah. Let me I'll also preface everything I say from now on by saying I took an edible 30 minutes ago. So continue.
Thank you. Okay.
I mean, obviously Dak, I don't know what he's going to look like coming back. You got to think he'll just slide back in and play fine and be his same normal self. And then Jalen Hurts, we don't even really know what he is. I like him, but I don't know.
You would take him. What would if they put together a deal? If they was like, you know, some picks for Darnold.
Sam Darnold and what equals Jalen Hurts for you? Solved for
nothing,
X.
Man.
That's fucking Terrence Howard math, dude.
They
that's
got
not
nothing
real
to
math,
do with
man.
Each other. These guys got nothing in common.
Isn't that a Bobby Brown song? Whitney and Bobby.
I don't know.
We've but got Hurts nothing did, in common.
Hurts did just change his uniform number from number 2 to number 1. You got to love that.
Yeah, just like Nelly.
You think that's an onion hanger there that he's trying to show he's top dog now?
Yeah, it's just, you know, in case you guys had it twisted, I'm the number 1 dude here, Joe Flacco. Back the fuck.
I mean, that's true. He should have flexed on Joe Flacco at any chance, any impact.
Can you guys, I'm sorry, this is your guys' show. I don't want you guys to rehash this if you already have, but tell me about sports drink. Like, what are you guys all about? I'm very curious.
Oh, well, this is a podcast, a unit of, you know, local podcasters. Who blossomed and bloomed into intercontinental entity? Are these good words? I'm not sure.
It's just a podcast. Podcast network. I think would be a tidy word for it. We should bring podcast in Andrew network. Stevens, the CEO, to describe it in the best, most corporate way.
It's like sports shows, but it's more than that. Because they got some skateboarding shows. They got some really good, non-sport related content.
In the most corporate way possible, sports and not sports and other shit. But you know, we used to be Armchair Media. And so we're essentially a collection of about 50 local sports podcasts, but also are diving heavy into the action sports world. So if you're familiar at all, the Nine Club and the Bomb Hole are two very big skateboarding and then snowboarding podcasts. They'll be on Locker Room later this week, sort of within our schedule. But essentially just local sports content. Jamel's been working with us for almost a year now, bringing on some comedy writers, comedians, I guess comedy writers too. That's what
we write.
They, y'all right, y'all the comedy aficionados, if you will. And so we're trying to break out of the local sports mold a little bit. So if you haven't heard of us, it's because we went live on last Thursday, April 1st. And so very new thing here. We launched our rebrand with the locker room folks, and so excited to be here. I'm going to shut up and let y'all talk NFL again.
Yeah, sorry for the random like history question, but I was very curious. So thank you for answering that. I appreciate it.
I think what Andrew,
you guys talking NFL as well.
what Andrew wants us to say, I believe from now on, is it's the perfect blend of sports and not sports.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, Gatorade's for everybody.
We
You can have it with dinner.
You can just be a thirsty dude. Shout out Mitch Hedberg.
That's awesome. Locker Rooms embraces that. So excited to have you guys here again. Thanks so much. I'll jump down and listen, but appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate sure, you.
What's the Panthers? What's the appropriate Panthers like? Say like you know how the Titans are like Titans up or whatever. Like what does the Panthers mob say?
it's keep pounding. That's
okay. Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, it means a lot. But yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and we appreciate you, sir. Wow, look at that. We got call-ins. We got guests.
Yeah, you know, I'm just clicking around NFL.com. Guys, there's so many stories for us to talk about. I don't even think we can get to them all. Let me just tease out a few headlines that are going around right now. Daniel Jones gathering Giants teammates for throwing sessions in Arizona.
How many guys is he letting throw?
I'm not clicking that article. I'm not clicking that.
I don't know. Arizona is such a weird place. It's very the air is very light. It's very dry. Not the kind of conditions you're going to get in New York come playoff time. I think he's an idiot.
Okay. We got Buccaneers cornerback Carlton Davis apologizes after tweeting anti-Asian slur. Come on, man. Especially in today's... Like, what are you doing? Come on, Carlton. You're better than that.
We're getting rid of all the crap right now. All the people who've done some crap, who've said some crap, who found shrimp tails in their cereal. Everybody's gone.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Fuck up and you're gone.
Oh, not that.
Oh, I don't know if Carlton's gone. I think he just, you know, he's just going to have to do some community service and kind of put in some time to learn the shit. Look, we have a version of this every year. We had Deshaun Jackson last season, you know, with his Hitler quotes. That was a fun offseason story. And now we got Carlton Davis.
And both of us
Who's Carlton
Jews,
Davis play for?
Buccaneers, world champion.
That's when it all starts to fall apart. You know, you try to run it back, and trust me, I know, Chiefs fan over here, you try to get everybody back. You try to fit in all the same guys under the salary cap the next season, and just one little thing, one little pebble in the road can derail the whole fucking train.
Speaking of your old team, Sammy Watkins has his own article. He hopes to recapture his collegiate form with the Ravens. Quote, I think I'm that guy, end quote.
I don't think that even if he is that guy, he can be that guy for more than six games a season. But he is great. I love him forever, dude. I watch that Titans touchdown every couple of hours.
Daily?
Of course, daily. Yeah. Ramps
well, hold
me
on,
up.
Wait, stop that.
Shit like this.
No. Yo, Dan, who is the dude? Who is y'all's the white receiver? He said the N-word to somebody at a country concert.
Oh, Riley Cooper.
There we go. I couldn't fucking... Oh, man.
Tim Tebow's old roommate in college. So you know they've thrown around some choice language in that dorm room.
Let's not mix up Sammy Watkins' name in all this, please.
Yeah, Sammy has nothing to do with that stuff. For all we know, Sammy has not published a slur on any of his social media accounts.
Is he the top? How many? Okay, wait. No, I'm sorry. I was just wondering where he's ranked in terms of Sammy's. Is he the number two Sammy?
Ooh, that's a good question. Is Sosa still number one?
No. What? How is he even in the rankings? He's like white now. No.
Because he's a pink person. He made himself pink.
I'm saying he's top five. He's not number one. It's Sammy Davis Jr. is number one.
Okay, that's
what fair. About what
and,
about
and
Hagar?
That's like for all time.
Sammy Hagar? Anybody?
What? Okay. I mean that you're not he should be on the board of Sammy's. You're not wrong. But I would probably put Sosa over Hagar.
Weird that not a lot of female Sammys on that list. I don't know a lot of girl Sammys. They usually just go Sam.
I'm looking it up right now. The only one I can find is Sammy Sweetheart.
Yeah, because it sounds
Sammy
like a
Sweetheart. Sammy. Yeah, Jersey Shore. That's she was dating Ronnie the entire time. Sammy Sweetheart, the good one, the one that didn't get famous for getting bombed all the time. Although she did, you know, have a few.
Okay. Here's a good one. Aaron Rodgers still sees future with Packers as, quote, a beautiful mystery, end quote.
I
well,
love
now
him.
That he's the...
Why do you talk like that?
Because he's the host of Jeopardy, right. Dude.
Dude, he's the best of all time. Period. Tom can never host Jeopardy.
Yeah, I was going to say, Danny, did you watch this Aaron Rodgers Jeopardy episode? Because I haven't seen it yet. I've just seen a few clips.
I did, and the clips are going around. I thought it was solid. I thought he did a pretty good job. I think he's even got that kind of sarcastic, like, I'm too good for this thing going on with Jeopardy, so that might just be the way he talks. But this is going to pivot a little bit, but when I was watching it, I don't know if anybody's watching the Q documentary on HBO about QAnon
Ooh.
And the guys who run the 8chan site, but he reminds me a lot of those guys, like this air of, like, I'm the smartest person in the room all the time. I've got a big dick, but then when you actually like listen to him, you're like, I don't know if I even like this guy.
Well, don't say these things to Jamel. You're hurting his feelings.
What?
Because he's Q?
No, because he cares a lot about Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is Q, man. It's fine.
Well, of course, if you love him, you probably think he's, you know, whatever, the savior of this country, Captain America.
Yeah, he's at least, he's like S or like T or like, you know, some like way flyer letters.
He's a good, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers, the player. He seems like kind of the fun guy who almost shouldn't be in, like his personality doesn't belong in the NFL. And it's also like another thing he reminds me of, because I have a wife, we watch a lot of Real Housewives. And there's this one husband on Real Housewives of Orange County, I believe, who's just like completely laughing at the show every time he's on camera. I feel like that's Aaron Rodgers. He like he's laughing and smirking at the NFL while he's the MVP of it.
You know who he is? He's Coach Bombay. He's if Coach Bombay made it to the pros. he's got it all. He's gonna bring the guys together. But then once a season, he's going to freak out on everybody and lose it.
Does he need to come to Jesus a little bit and have an episode where he then has to like coach a team or something?
Not engaged in trade talks on.
Yeah,
Sean.
He's got to like go skate alone. You know what I'm saying?
He is a little sad, it appears, about the Jordan Love pick. He still feels like he needs to say, like, Green Bay, I'm not sure if you guys even want me.
That's the beautiful mystery.
Green Bay is not even going to pick a football player this year.
They shouldn't. They got the MVP of the league. Way better than 25-year-old phenom Patrick Mahomes.
I can't tell
who, by the way,
we want
is
to talk about Aaron Rodgers
or probably Patrick Mahomes. I'll just annoy everyone.
Yeah,
take a call.
Yeah, the once you say, yeah, the who, anybody else, somebody else got something? Callers, are you out there? Calls from the public. Well, Andrew Stevens asked if anybody saw if the lady from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City got arrested for fraud. I didn't even know they were doing Salt Lake City Housewives.
Salt Lake City, one of the best
places they've ever taken that choke. There's a lot going on there. You know, we're not going to get into Real Housewives stuff, but if you're a fan, or if you kind of missed out on a few seasons, that's a good place to pick back up.
Do not say we're not going to keep talking about Real Housewives stuff. Andrew asked, and just because this is a football podcast doesn't mean I can't bring up the fact that there is a woman on that show.
Yeah, did you see the fraud lady?
What's that? So
there is a woman on that show who is dating her own grandfather. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes. I believe they're married.
They're married, right. Got serious.
Speaking of marrying the wrong person, the Bears see Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback for years to come, and they're, quote, excited to have him.
I think that's great for this show. I think they're really helping us, polish off some apps.
See, we had Maxwell come on earlier and talk about how Darnold, like, there's some upside there, and we can understand that. I haven't met or talked to a Bears fan who – there's no one who likes this move. Do the players like it? Does Matt Nagy like it? What's going on here?
I mean, they just decided – he matched the uniform so well.
It is true. They've got that orange trim on their blue, on the navy blue. The hair matches up perfectly in the helmet. It actually creates a really nice, step back in the pocket shot if you need that from a quarterback.
No, for sure. It blends.
I think navy and pale skin actually work well together.
I'd honestly rather go with what the Broncos did that one game when they had no quarterbacks and they just put one of their receivers back there. They got killed by the Saints. Can't really remember what the guy's name was. I'm trying to look him up. But if I'm Bears, I'd rather do that move than watch Andy Dalton be my quarterback. Kendall Hinton.
Oh wait! Hey, we got a caller. We got Ethan calling in from the internet.
What up? What up? Can you hear me? Am I live?
Oh yeah, he's live. He's in the place.
Oh, we're here. We're doing it. Okay, so here's my. I'm not a Bears fan. I'm a Cowboys fan, and I apologize for that. But here's my question about Andy Dalton. Where would he rank if we power ranked redheaded QBs right now?
All time or just like all period? Time.
I mean, I assume you've got to have like who even comes to mind? Jason Garrett, Carson Wentz. Did Jeff Garcia have red hair before he went bald? I don't know.
Yep, but he counts.
I would count it. Red eyebrows.
Many of them.
He did.
I don't know where Andy goes.
This is perfect because I just found an article on the internet looking that up, and this is going to bring everything around to the point where we may have to just shut this whole thing down. But some website in 2012 ranked the all-time ginger quarterbacks, and they ranked number one, Sammy Baugh.
Ooh, oh, come on, the dog! Come on, man, the goddamn what is it, the galloping ghost? What's his name was?
He's like one of those. He's one of those quarterbacks who also had to play punter.
leather helmet, head ass for sure.
Hey, also Sonny Jurgensen. I think he had a little hint of ginger in there.
Oh, and Carson Palmer. Shout out to Sonny. Yeah, there's some of these dudes.
I guess to answer the question, Andy Dalton. You know, he's not even in the top five. That's what I'm saying.
Wow,
number six. Wow.
Yeah, give him six.
Okay, so who's five then? Count them up. Rack them up.
We got Sammy, Sonny, Carson, or both Carsons.
How do you even know what Sonny Jurgensen's hair looks like?
Because I'm staring at a picture of him right now.
Color retouching technology.
I only know white hair Sonny Jurgensen.
This rankings that I found actually ranks ahead of Andy Dalton Billy Joe Tolliver.
Wow.
Huh?
That's a made up quarterback, right?
He was one of the two Saints Billy Joe QBs, I think. They had Tolliver and Hobert.
I swear to God I was going to say the Saints, and I thought I was being racist.
This guy was a redheaded quarterback for the Saints, but he's not even the name Billy Joe, but he's not even the best either one of those things. that's brutal.
Brandon Whedon. I think Brandon Whedon had a fair-skinned face.
I mean, come on, he's like 38th, man.
He's got to be behind Dalton.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe we talked about Dalton so much, but I kind of liked Dalton early in his career. He had
come on, man.
Carson Palmer.
Bengals, yo, the Bengals were it, man. The Bengals were a big hit in the Johnson's household. Black coach, that's all we really need to get on board.
Shout out Marvin Lewis.
For sure.
Oh, they had, and during the, not just the Chad Ochocinco, but pre-Ochocinco, actually, Chad Johnson, but also TJ Houshmandzadeh. That was a receiver.
Come on, man. I wanted a braid. I wanted one ponytail braid like that.
And then you had a baby AJ Green on that squad too.
So fun. Had to be ruined by a psychopath. Is it who's the dude who tried to kill somebody in a game?
Oh, for them. Vontez?
Yeah. Did Burford put the final nail in the Bengals?
Yeah, that was I think they lost a game to the Steelers in the playoffs that they for sure should have won, and he like single-handedly fucked up. I think that was their last nice little run they had.
Yeah.
Isn't it because he tried to kill Antonio Brown? Wasn't that it? And then we found out later that Antonio Brown probably deserved to die.
I mean, being so close to Easter, I don't want to confirm or deny any of that.
Listen, it wouldn't be an NFL ruling if even when it seems like the most clear-cut, cut-and-dried situation in which you'd levy a penalty or a fine, in retrospect, you realize actually it was kind of fucked up that they did it. But listen, I just wanted to come up to get the maybe it was just my Cowboys fan bias. I just wanted to hear Jason Garrett's name not really mentioned because he has to be so far down that list. But I guess I also inadvertently brought us back full circle to the Sammy callback. And depending on what you think of his hair color, maybe even a Sam Darnold callback. But thanks for letting me up. Look forward to more of these.
Hey, no problem, bro.
Every Monday.
Yeah, we're Monday. We're at this time, this place. We're going to be inside of your phones every Monday until the end of time.
And usually we have a new podcast drop once a week, too. Right now in the off season, we've slowed the pace a little bit, but we're going to jump back on to that weekly pace. So kind of do the locker room version and the show, which is, I guess, a little more buttoned up, has more structure to it. But I don't know. Is it that different from this?
On this show, we you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Anybody who's planning on coming back, just count on this being very loose.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
Sometimes nothing.
Yeah, I was about to say, damn, what happened?
Do you see the Texans might get Alex Smith if Deshaun Watson, whatever happens to him?
Just let him play in a cart, man.
That does seem like a pretty good segue to talk about Deshaun Watson and just kind of where we're at mentally on that. Do you think, Roman Emperor style, thumbs up or thumbs down, he plays all 16 games?
Oh, thumbs down.
17, huh?
17. Oh, yeah, you're right. Now I sound like a fucking old man talking about 16 games.
Yeah, no. 14. But how about this? He starts in a playoff game. How you like that?
On what team?
I don't know yet. The Texans. I don't know. They're blowing it up and it'll work anyway.
I do like that major league thing going on where the upper management is so terrible that the team just starts winning despite them.
Yeah, happens all the time. But, I mean, yo, Alex Smith should just be backing. He should be the backup on whoever has the best offensive line. Don't put that man out there with no frail nonsense.
He just wants to play. You know, the guy almost died. He probably went to heaven for a couple minutes, and God told him to get his fucking ass back out there and throw some TDs. He's doing it with a purpose.
Oh, that's real. It is a reason for the season.
I mean, I'll always love Alex Smith. He did some things with the Chiefs that, I mean, granted, we never won the Super Bowl, but just getting us as far as he did, as consistently as he did, we'd never been there before, actually. We'd had a bunch of shitty quarterbacks before that, and just getting to the divisional round is enough to make me love you for life.
So I guess back to the Deshaun Watson thing. So another lawsuit filed. I guess we're up to 22 accusations.
He humped the air?
Yeah. You know, if you want to get into some of the graphic details, one of the accounts talks about how he basically humped the air with his towel off, so he's fully exposed, and he humps the air to finish. This person didn't accuse him of, you know, groping or anything like that, but extremely bizarre behavior. He was fucking Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Had a boner. I mean, that's a part of it, that he had an erection. So he's not just humping the air like for fun to do his glutes. He's actually trying to have sex with an erection to nothing.
Yes. With a person that you've never met or just met in the room.
And apparently half the masseuses in Houston think he does this all the time, and the other half totally have never seen it and believe he's a model citizen.
Well, so this is the strange thing. So that story is extremely embarrassing. I don't know how criminal it is. It's like indecent. It's fucked up. You got to think that there's more stories like that. I mean, the amount of people who have come forward with stories, like, there's something here. The question is just, what is it? If it's this dude just jacking himself off in front of people, it's just a strange, embarrassing quirk. Or is he a menace and, like, you know, an actual evil person who is just terrorizing these women? Like, I'm not sure where this lands. It's something's happening, though. I mean,
Is he starting game one?
No.
Game six?
I think game one. Game one, yes, actually. I think these things take a long time.
For Houston?
Well, I mean, we weren't talking about team, but I think, yeah, because why would they give him up now when they can get more off of him if he gets cleared, or if he kind of skirts the line between good and evil and makes it through?
Right, because he had a chance. Well, his whole thing is he was going to sit out the season, and he's like, I'm never playing for the Texans ever again. But like we were saying, upper management kind of lucked into this weird, like, crazy, potentially, like, super serious situation where he might have to just fucking do it and play for them because he has no other options.
Well, and also, if he was sitting on the bench and none of this other personal stuff was going on, it would be a horrible look for Houston. But now it kind of seems sensible.
He humped the air?
Yeah.
We sent you this article, Jamel.
I just don't. It's so incredibly strange.
Yeah. Just a, that, if I'm, that is a really comfortable dude.
If I'm a female, I would not want that to happen. I would not want a man to ever do that. And when you're at that level, you should sit out. You should not be playing. If you're making women see your dick, watch you hump, and all you did was pay them for, you know, a quick massage, I think it's got to be, there's got to be something that happens.
Yeah, but what is it? That's, I guess what we're trying to figure out is like,
here's my,
we're probably not going to know any more salacious details. This is probably what we're going to get to hear.
This is my real question. Is this big enough for the Texans to get blown up entirely? Is like, do the Texans end up having to move off this?
Like he ruins football in Houston?
Yeah.
I don't think it's we can possible. Rule it out. It seems like the team has just so been terribly mismanaged, and now their best player and of all time that they've ever had is just kind of...
You just signed him. It's fucked already.
Who is angling for a team? Who? Which part? Which region of the country needs a team right now?
It's a great question.
Portland? Like, who do you give it to?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, Port. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right, you know, Nike is football university.
True, but they're an org. Like they all love the Ducks. That's just so? Kind of like they're like a weird one of those states that like they'll just always love the Ducks more than anything else you bring their way.
No,
make
man,
them
you
play twice. You have to make them pay twice, then fuck it.
And all that's you plop an NFL team in any city, and it's going to be the main attraction.
Or it's the London Texans, my man Pat Ooh. Lane.
Whoa,
there it is. The London Texans.
Oh no,
London Texans.
You got to keep the name.
You have to keep the name.
I mean, is that a question we can pose to somebody who's in the chat or? Who's listening, where should the Texans move their franchise to? Because apparently they just can't be in Houston anymore.
Deshaun Watson has humped them into another country.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jared says they're not moving. I mean, are you a Texans fan? If not, laugh with us. Ah! I guess you can't be. I guess you can't just directly laugh at misfortunes like that and stuff.
We're having a flight of fancy here. We just want to know what cities out there are even contenders for a football team.
This is also true. This is locker room. Anything can happen.
London it's number one.
My bad. Anybody, if anyone else in the room would like to step to the pulpit and nominate a city for NFL contention, we invite callers. Caller! Okay. Got nothing. What were you saying, Dan?
I was looking at NBA cities, too. You know, we got Toronto. Somehow never had a Canadian NFL team. Yes, it is boring, Danny. And I also scoff at the idea. I'm with you.
Oh, looky who. We got Pat and Jared in the room now.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Not much. I don't see the NFL ever going to Canada, man. That's Canadian football territory. They love that league.
And they would never change it.
No. And no, I don't ever see that.
The CFL bonded with the XFL also, so there's something there.
Yeah, but I don't think that's permanent. I don't think that's permanent. I just think that they're trying to get their names out there pretty much. I mean, how long is the XFL going to last again? Isn't this like the third time?
It's The Rock, though.
Time. I thought it might be before.
I don't know if it's going to matter. But, and it, you know, if they're wanting to go to London, they're going to have to fight the Jaguars. Jaguars want London so bad.
Okay. Then how about this? We move the Texans to Jacksonville and the Jags get to go to London.
Yeah, but the only problem is you're never getting another Super Bowl in Jacksonville. Jacksonville already proved that. They got that Super Bowl. They said it was like the worst Super Bowl ever.
Yep. Patriots, Eagles. One of the worst days of my life.
Sorry.
You know, on a side note, really. I think that Super Bowl was the first time I ever had Hooters wings.
No.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah. Was that 08? What are we talking?
No, we're talking about 04.
Okay.
Maybe the game took place in 05.
Daniel, I feel bad for you, but you got us a few years ago, so, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
It's all water.
We evened it up. We evened it up. But, you know, I think you guys are doing just fine. You have plenty of memories to select from. I have one game I can think about and be happy.
That is true. It's a fair point.
Why wouldn't the NFL go, like, somewhere to the south? Let's get to the Bible Belt. Why not, like...
Ooh.
Fucking Oklahoma, or you know what I mean?
Because like I was saying, college football country.
This is college.
Man, that's college football. Yeah, you're not breaking into that.
I feel like you could just get people to pay twice. It's the NFL. We're breaking your pockets. Pay again.
Well, the one thing I'll say, it's not that crazy to think about. I mean, they haven't done it before, but like, why not go to like Alabama or go to like Oklahoma, like you said, or somewhere like that? Because, yeah, everyone goes to the games on Friday nights. Everyone goes to the games on Saturdays. Why can't everyone go to the game on Sundays too? Like, what difference does it make? You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like they're playing on the same day, you know?
Well, let's remember, the only reason they got a team is because of a hurricane. Yeah. They got the Thunder because literally of a hurricane. That's it.
That's just true. This is true.
It's not like anybody in Oklahoma is turning off the TV if the NFL pops up on Sunday. Like, they're not even competing. It's a product that you can enjoy alongside college football. And then eventually, because you're playing with the big boys, you're going to get addicted to it. And it's going to become a way more awesome, like a handsome husband than you've got with fucking Alabama. Who cares? Who cares about college football ultimately? That's what I'm saying.
And then plus, if like a tornado happens during a game, that'd be sick.
Yeah, and also, you have a crush on Mac Jones. Now you could just keep watching him instead of replacing him with whoever the next guy is.
Wait, who has a crush here? I'm not getting it.
This is a general. We all had a crush
on the general Alabama football fan.
No, I don't see it. And the NFL is in competition with college. I mean, think about it. We don't run Saturday games until like the last week of the year. Now it's going to be like the last week of the year. Was it week 18 or whatever?
But that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like because they've made this deal with each other that you don't fuck with our Saturdays and we won't fuck with your Sundays, I think they can exist together.
Right. I mean, they absolutely can. The thing is the NFL relies on the crazy fan, right? The fan that, like, we don't care about anything else but that team. You know what I mean? That's what they rely on because the tickets are insanely expensive. Like, the packages are insanely expensive. So, like, to spend the amount of money it costs to go to those games, you have to be a crazy fan. And so, like, New England's a good example where it's like all the other football in New England sucks. Like, there's no good college football teams. Like, zero. There's zero good college football teams. And so, like,
hey, Boston College plays sometimes.
I mean, they do. They when they had Matt Ryan, they were okay. But Matt Ryan's 36.
Like, yeah, one time.
So, you know, but that's. I remember Glenn Foley back in the day, bro. The little Glenn Foley action back in the day. A little blast in the past. I don't know how old you guys are, but you may not even remember him. But
45.
You remember Glenn Foley then? He ended up being the quarterback, backup for the Jets, I believe.
Yeah, we're a little young, but he used to babysit us.
See, there you go. Look at that. And then you guys started a podcast together. Look at you guys. So, no, but we'll see. I mean, like, I really do think, like, I'm surprised they haven't branched out to more of those cities.
Well, I think you hit on it, though. You talked about it just then. Like, you're not going to get the average fan that hits Friday night and then Saturday night, pay for a college game, and then fork over the dough to go to an NFL game.
Plus, we might be too hungover. It might just be like a point to where, like, the government would have to step in. Like, you can't keep selling these people beers. You just got to stop.
They just drink themselves to death. I mean, like, yeah, it's possible down there.
It's like 3 days of beers. But I mean, also high school game. I'm not thinking beers. My main focus is a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I think that is the kind of the bar. Like, if your concession stand doesn't, if they're not like helicoptering in like 200 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, like, what is the game even?
That brings up a great point, which is that an NFL stadium in Tuscaloosa would at least have a Waffle House in it.
Ooh.
Now you're speaking my language.
Can you go to that Waffle House when games aren't happening?
Have to. It's the best time.
Well, yeah, who hits a Waffle House like before midnight?
Yeah, so you can actually, after the game, if you bought tickets to the game, you can hang out in the stadium Waffle House for up to 10 hours after the end of the game. They don't close the stadium.
Okay, I see where you're going here. I'm liking this.
It could work, man. We're just trying to, like, we're problem solvers.
It's like a football amusement.
Y'all are a think tank, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you see, if you're going to keep it open that long, now you got to get clubs in there. You have to. You got to have the club. You got to have the Irish pub. You know, you got to have all that stuff.
Well, here's how you do it. Yeah. You cover the field with a dance floor.
Ooh.
You turn the Jumbotron to play, you know, whatever kind of DJ music, 90s music, whatever you want the vibe to be after that game.
You won't even need a vibe. People will just show up just to try and get on the Jumbotron.
Oh my God. A club that has a Jumbotron?
This is a real thing. You said this is a think tank. A club with a Jumbotron is insane.
Yeah, that's fire, man. That's like only New Year's Eve behavior. But imagine if that was like every weekend, you might get on the Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, people will pay for that.
When you think that when like the cameraman sees two people that are about to just start like fingering on the dance floor, hit him with the Jumbotron.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the X-rated Jumbotron. Yeah, there's no censorship in the club.
Sure. It is the club, after all.
It's getting people excited crazy, in dude. The mood.
What? And this is all happening because Deshaun Watson humped the air?
Listen, I don't know what. I don't know what to say about that.
It's like the butterfly effect. He just humps the air, and like is somewhere in Hong Kong. They're prepping an NFL stadium / dance club for their new football franchise.
Yo, that would be fire, man! Damn. Well, shit.
Damn. We're
about 5 minutes left.
Guess Jared, I got figured out. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Carlos.
Please, guys, thank you for calling. We're going to call it calls, even though these aren't calls. Thanks for calling. It's 5 minutes left in the show. Thanks to Pat as well. We're going to do our...
Thanks, Sam,
appreciate you, brother. It's the 5 at 5. Five of the hottest takes.
Oh, fuck. 5? Really?
I'm sorry. God.
Brought to you by Donovan McNabb, Superfly.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, my first one is the Eagles are going to go 0-17 next season. Book it.
It's, you know what? It was lame when you were too confident, and now it's lame when you're too sad.
I know. You got to just ride it. Your team is mids, bro. Accept it.
I will not. I want everybody to have to watch that Week 17 Washington football team game against the Eagles in forever. I hope we do that every week going forward. We have a chance to win.
Well, it will happen at least two times a year. At least two times a year, we will guarantee you a really bad game. I can promise you that, brother.
Hey, that intentional loss got you two first-round picks. Or got you an extra first-round pick. I mean, like,
it was the smartest thing the team's done in a long time.
They should take Dan, they should give one of your gems to Pat. I like that Pat said it. I hate that you agreed.
How do I transfer gems?
We're going to figure out how to transfer gems as soon as we can.
So if you double-click on someone, you can give them gems, but you can't you can't take gems away, unfortunately. Although Ethan's in the audience right now. He may be working on something where you can take gems away from people.
I want a gem.
That'd be interesting.
I want Gemmo.
Yeah, I'm doing this for the gems. Let's not forget what this is about. And I'm ready to give. I'm gem trading. I will give gems to get gems.
Okay, it's about it.
Danny, give us a sizzling hot 30-second take to take us out, and then Jamel, we'll end on yours.
Hot take. The Chiefs put up a new rule about the jerseys that can be single digits for whoever the fuck you want them to be.
Love this.
Bring it on.
Although it's a little disrespectful of the offensive linemen, don't you think? Like, fat guys can have fun too. How come they can't wear the single-digit jerseys? What the hell is that about? Like, how dope would it be to see, like, 6'8", 400-pound Trent Brown wearing, like, the number 6? That'd be awesome.
It's because it's selfish, because some of these other players, they're so skinny that one letter is kind of all they can accommodate, or one number. But then these linemen, they got so much space, you might as well even go triple digits for some of those guys. That would be way better than single digits.
That's true, but it would be fun. And maybe to go, what's that? Let's go triple digits. Why not, right? Imagine, like, he's wearing, like, what, like 143?
420? Oh,
like,
yeah, like Lil
Fred. Oh, who's that? Laramie Tunsil's got to wear 420. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Fire, bro.
I'm giving you some gems.
Andy it's Dalton has to wear 666.
Oh, 666. What's wrong with Andy Dalton? Is this because he's a redhead?
Yep. That's it.
He said it, not me. No opinion.
Jamel,
on the matter.
Take us out. What do you got?
Ryan Fitzmagic. He uses his Harvard education to do a fellowship at the Higgs boson machine. Quits football midseason. And, you know what I'm saying, goes to, like, Sweden. And just becomes a physicist.
I like this.
That's what I'm on.
You know what else we're on? We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Sorry
Look
we love
at
football.
That.
Sorry we love NFL. Hit up all the podcast shit. I don't know if you want to do the backlogs, but these latest episodes are evergreen. They're not just reacting to games. See if you like the flavor. We'll be back doing this every week, but, you know, hey, the podcast, that's where the big bucks are.
Yeah, and we're giving out gems. Gems to everyone.
Gems to listen to the show. Enjoy. And, yeah, thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks, guys. Sorry.
Good day.